Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, in particular the FEP Future Frames Generation Next of European Cinema. I'm glad to be with Christian Aviles, director of Daydreaming So Vividly About Our Spanish Holidays. So welcome, Christian. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be talking to you today.
So first of all, how was this experience at the Karlovy Vary? How was this Future Frame section, this experience networking and presenting your work and seeing other fellow colleagues' works?
Yeah, it was very, very exciting. It always is exciting to be able to show your film to new audiences and to share it, especially, you know, with other filmmakers. In the case when, you know, for example, now when we got to meet the other directors of the Future Frames, but this time it was especially beautiful. I had never been to Karlovy Vary. I had never been to the festival, but it was really one of the most special places that I've visited. And I had a great experience. Also, I loved all of my colleagues' films as well, which, you know, it's been like 4 to 5 days that we have done in, we went to be there to the festival. So we have had the chance to know each other, to spend a lot of time together, and of course to meet industry. And overall, I think it was a great opportunity to be in the Future Frames, and I had a great time there.
And I have to say, as I told your colleagues, I noticed by watching all your films that none of you wanted to do classical films in terms of, you know, structure. And you all, my feeling was that you all wanted to explore and experiment and step out of your comfort zone. Is that what you felt as well?
Well, that's interesting. In my case, that's not something I purposefully wanted to do. I didn't mean it in a way that I wanted to come out of my comfort zone. To me, this was my first film. This is the film that I graduated from the film studies. So to me, this was an opportunity to make a film that would help me express some of the ideas that I cannot express otherwise. So I was just feeling very free doing my film. And I agree that in the selection of the films, that's something that was in common with all the films, that they felt very free and out of the box, probably. So I cannot really speak for my colleagues, but for myself, I was just trying to be as free as I could be. And I haven't quite found my zone yet, so I cannot get out of my comfort zone. So for me, this was the process, more like trying to be honest and genuine to what I was feeling and try to express it in a way that would fit the story.
How would you describe your film and what's the genesis of it?
Well, I would describe it as a sort of fairy tale based on real, raw and ordinary environments, and really it's sort of like a very dreamlike revisit of the type of holidays that are experienced here in our island. So the genesis for me was, you know, growing up I spent a lot of time on the internet, and one thing that you could saw easily, if you were from Spain and if you also watched the news in the summer, was that there were many videos of young tourists jumping off balconies. So, you know, in Spain, everyone knows about this. Everyone knows about this so-called balcony and has an opinion on this massification of this tourism. So I wanted to make a story with these elements that people already knew about or had heard of, or maybe had seen videos of these sort of practices, but I wanted to tell it in a very much different way and try to create a different dimension of this part of the summer.
Let's say that That speaking of coming back to what we said before, you know, and trying to experiment, and you said to be free. I like that, you know, you approach the subject from a very personal point of view, from the point of view of the Carter, and, you know, in a very different structure, let's say. So I wanted to know more about that, about this choice, about this, let's say, voiceover, you know, to explain that we're, let's say, listening to what the protagonist is thinking. And
yeah, because also for me, the film is about depression and teenage depression, which is something that many people have experienced. And in a way, to me, it's very interesting because, you know, the teenage years is a phase where we experience so many things, but so many times we are not able to express them. So we only feel this very, how do I say this? These powerful feelings we have to experience in solitude. So for me, this internal monologue was a way for the audience to understand all of these things that go through our minds as teenagers, especially as a depressed teenager who is trying to find light in a world where he almost has only known the shadows.
Yes, because, you know, during adolescence, the problem is that sometimes everything is too much. I mean, yeah, and positive feelings and also, in this case, negative ones.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, we don't choose the places that we are going to grow up in or the people that we surround ourselves with. I feel like that's something that we can start to choose as we grow a bit older and we get to make decisions for our own and we are independent. But when we are teenagers, we are stuck in our, I mean, most of the times we are stuck on our hometowns with maybe people that don't understand us. And maybe we don't even understand the people around us. So, yeah, it's very difficult sometimes to, you know, to find a way for this, especially the negative feelings, for them to go away or to understand them in order to do something about it.
Christian, one last thing about, you know, the short feature film structure, because what I liked about, you know, this section, I always liked about this section is that they're not treating the short film as, we say in Italy, as a gym, you know, or a presentation of your abilities in order to then finally directing a feature film. What kind of possibilities did this short film format offer you for this topic as well?
Well, yeah, because, you know, because the film is about this very different dimension of reality, in the sense that I'm not trying to be realistic, right?
Yes.
I'm not trying to make a film that is going to be accurate to what actually happens in Mallorca. That, for that reason, that gave me the chance to be more poetic about it. And that also involved the structure, right?
Yes.
That gave me the chance to maybe tell the story in a bit more of a dreamlike way, and that would also have to do with, you know, with these voiceovers, but also with this fragmented storytelling, in the sense that we see a lot of characters and we are kind of like hovering over all of these people. So to me, it all has to do with creating a sense of a dreamy narrative.
Okay.
I don't know if I answered your question very well.
No. I think the short film format was perfect in this case because, you know, you can keep on going with this not realistic but dreamlike experience. So he felt already right. I mean,
also, following with this dreamlike thing, there are, in the film, there are a lot of images that are fusing, that they are, what's the word? Images that transition into the other, in the sense that they flow in a non-realistic way. So Yeah, that's also something that is not very realistic, or that we could see in more realistic cinema, social cinema. But it's just tools that allow me to keep building this this feeling of sort of seeing something that belongs in a dream for the audience.
Yes, I agree. I felt like that while watching the film. So you reached the point. Christian, thank you so much for talking to us about daydreaming so vividly about your Spanish holidays, and wish you luck for everything for the future, and hopefully we will meet again, maybe in person, for your future project at the festival, I'm sure.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Hope to talk again soon.
And we've been talking to Christian Aviles, director of Daydreaming So Vividly About Our Spanish Holidays, screening at the EFP Future Frames Generation Next European Cinema at the Carlo Vivari International Film Festival. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.